Today was a typical day for me, being on the road, staying in a hotel, and meeting new people, making new friends, and yet not without overcoming some obstacles along the way, just as you faced today in your routine. My friend, one of the things that we have to recognize in our quest during this pilgrimage on earth, as we make our way to that time when I know that we're all expecting and praying for those words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," we have to remember that there are people who go through tremendous trials, but those trials are not without purpose, my friend. We've got to hang on to that truth. There's a well-known story to many and yet not so well-known to a lot of people, the story of Naaman the leper. You know, if you go back and look at 2 Kings 5 and you come across this incredible story, you start by looking at this man's condition. It said Naaman, commander of the army of Syria, was a great man, but he had leprosy. In spite of his past victories and his present honors, he had a hidden problem that wouldn't stay hidden long. And left undealt with, it would eventually destroy him. And maybe you can relate to that, my friend. Today, you may feel like the problems of life are too overwhelming. You may have graduated from the best university, you've got a good family, you've built a church or business, or you've climbed to the top of your career, and yet before you can qualify for greater blessing, God will force you to deal with a condition that's hidden beneath your armor. Outstanding people in every occupation, particularly spiritual ones, go through these kind of tests, and it's what sets that man, it's what sets that woman apart. It's what ushers them across the bridge from mediocre to exceptional. My friend, think about this. Without obstacles, you're always going to be ordinary, and so am I. Without obstacles. You see, if we just want comfort, then obstacles are just that. They're a nuisance. They're a hindrance. They're an obstacle. But if we're looking to be transformed in our life from the ordinary to the extraordinary, if we really want to hear our Lord say at the end of this earthly pilgrimage, "Well done, my good and faithful servant," then obstacles will take us to that extra. We're not talking about petty little problems. We're talking about issues that might feel so overwhelming that you can't even sleep. I'm talking about, if you'd allow me to say it, gut-wrenching things that cause your heart to skip a beat, that make you afraid. "Hey, this is the one that's going to do it for me," you might say. "This is the one that's going to take me out." It's the thing you pray about in secret. It's what you don't want people to see. And like Naaman, you wear your brass and you go home and you agonize over your condition. My friend, I want you to be encouraged in this. God teaches some of his greatest lessons in the valleys of life. And if you and I will be honest as we look back over our years, we come to understand that those mountaintop experiences feel wonderful, don't they? They're a chance to catch our spiritual breath and to reflect from that beautiful vantage point of what this life and the life to come is all about. But the truth is, we typically learn life's greatest lessons in the valleys of life. That's where we learn to get on our faces before God, where we are weeping and broken and crying out to God, "God, don't let this thing destroy me. Turn it for your glory and for my good." My friend, if you will deal with it through the power of the Holy Spirit today, not trying to do it on your own strength, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, then here's the good news. That kind of prayer brings deliverance. Listen to what God would say in James 1, 2 through 4. "My brothers, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But," listen to this, "let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Heavenly Father, help us to remember that no test has overtaken us except that which is common to man. Help us to remember that you are a faithful God, that you're not going to allow us to be tempted beyond what we're able to bear. And even when we don't understand, we can stand under. We can bear up under it because your yoke is easy and your burden is light. And as we yoke ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ, we find peace for our souls. We find rest in our weariness. And that's what I pray for my friend listening in today. I pray it for myself, Lord, that the test would be our testimony and that people would see our lives and they know that we're going through things like they're going through things, and we'll have a chance to point them to the one who can make that load lighter. Now and throughout eternity. And his name is Jesus. It's in his name that we pray and thank you. Amen.